Shalom Aleichem, sweet his friends, and Shishvi, a special schools for Yadid Navshi, Daniel Yisrael, Ben Aviva Elisheva. He should have bracha, the Hatzlacha, the Chol Maase Yadav. Os Mem Aleph in the Sefer Tzidkas Hatzadik says, Marenu Rabbeinu Zatzal, Anochi called him Lo Yelecha. Anochi precedes Lo Yelecha. First is the Dibra of Anochi, and then Lo Yelecha Lo Yimacherin. Yadei Esponin is Kamur of Anochi Mitzad. And when Abu Rabbi Hashem is Baruch Shu Matzo, he needs to be Lo Yel. Anishma Mekom Minei Asaros Finizakin. Because by having Amun Abrura, by having a clear faith in Hashem, Shehu Matzoi, that he exists, as the Rambam says, the Marne Vuchim, that he must exist, he has to exist. You and I don't have to exist, but we could exist and could not exist. Hashem must exist, and all existence comes from him. By thinking about that, who needs so, he is saved, Milo Yelecha, from being over, and Lo Yelecha, Benishma, Mekom Minei Asaros, and is guarded from anything that will remove one. Asaros is remove, Asir, to take away. He is guarded from anything that's going to take him away from Hashem and Nizakin, from damages, from harm to his soul. If you do a mitzvah, then you are given an angel to guard you. And they quote the pasuk in Psalms 91:11. An angel is commanded to guard you from damages. So every mitzvah, they are makabel through a shliach. So they were given a malach, they were given an angel in return for doing that mitzvah. Because all the mitzvahs were given on the shlech. Anochi lo yelecha, and Anochi and lo yeh, the first two dibras, shalom piyakur, they heard from the mouth of God himself. Lekach b'schar Anochi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'atzim shamro. Therefore b'schar Anochi, b'schar of saying Anochi Hashem Elokecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself will guard us. U'makom echar amru, ki mitzvah nivra malach, u'mitzvah Anochi nivra kabyachol, izgalas hashkachat Hashem Yisbarach ba'atzimah. So it says in the Zohar Chadash that from the mitzvah itself an angel is created, and from the mitzvah of Anochi, what do you get? For a mitzvah, you get an angel. For Anochi, you get the Hashgacha of Hashem himself. Never kaviyachol is galas hashkacha shekadosh baruch hu ba'atzmo. You get Hashem's hashkacha. The mocha v'daito shel zeh, in the moach, in the brain, in the das of this person who believes in Hashem, in the tzur of a bria mamish, of a new bria, to be yesh me'ayin. The moach v'leiv otum lios matzah etz latamir ha'idei sarusa kachudu shel machat mitata niftach hachakach kapischo shel ulam. In other words, person who beforehand didn't believe properly, he had a moach alev atum, he had a sealed off brain and heart, he becomes a new bria, and therefore Hashem will always be with him. He's going to have this hakara that God is with him at all times, and aidei isarusa, and through this awakening, through this opening of one's heart, like the size of a needle point from below, you do a little bit, niftach acharkach kipischo shel ulam, and there's going to be a huge opening afterwards to recognize Hashem. So you do your little job down here, and then Hashem will open up your heart big time, and that comes as a result of your emunah in Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The tefillah is membeis. So the koach of tefillah is to transform the root of a person from evil to good. So tefillah is different than other mitzvahs. Normally when you do a mitzvah, you're mevatel yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do what he tells you to do. But when it's a tefillah, you have to daven to Hashem, because you yourself want to daven, and not only because you are commanded. Says Rabbeinu, b'tefillah hua ikar, hacheshek v'harotzon l'spal l'schanin. You have to want to daven. Wow, that's an avoda. Sometimes, not you, but you've met people that for them davening is a burden. Oh, I have to daven. Let's do it now. Let's you know, there's sometimes a feeling of let's get it over with. That's for sure. But that shouldn't be the ratzon. The ratzon, she if she ratzon that you want to daven, not that you wish you didn't have to daven. Don't make your tefillah into something set. Make it mercy and supplication before Hashem. It says in the pasuk, "Rachum chanun ata, rotsu b'tachanun b'atei tachanunu merachim." As it says in the Perish on the Mishnah in Avos, "Shehu atzmo ma'amarim shili menachos b'karbanis." And so first of all, we see in the Mishnah that tefillah shouldn't be keva, it shouldn't be something set, it should be supplication, that you should say it in a lashon of supplication, that you should want to, you should care, you should be engaged, you shouldn't just do it because there's an external commandment, there is a divine command, but rather one should daven because one wants to daven. One has a cheshek, one has a rotzim to be mischanin. You should make your tefillah racham b'sachanunim. And through the tachanunim, Kadosh Baruch Hu is merachim, but it has to be supplication, that it should be for real. Not like they have in the Siddur, it says, kan bochim, here you cry. Yeah, but that doesn't, that's the old joke, right? You gotta have to, it has to be for real. Shu'atzmo, that's what Chazal say, the end of Menachos, about karbanos and tefillah's dugmas karbanos, you shouldn't say, right, to me, tefillah's keneged tumidim are corresponding, the tefillah's correspond to the karban. It says in the pasuk, v'chisiz b'chu zevach shalom Hashem l'ratzorchem tiz b'chuhu. You shouldn't say, eser, it's so, no. I'll do God's will, and then he'll do my will. Because it's not for me, lo l'ratzoni atem zovchem, el l'ratzonchem atem zovchem. In other words, as Rashi there explains, it's not for my hana. For you, it's for your will. You're being makar of the carbon. You're bringing the carbon, the sacrifice. The Tana wants to say that the reason that Hashem wants the carbon is not that a person should be mekayim his mitzvah, fulfill his commandment. Like it says, like the Lord says to Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 22, V'lo tzivisim, v'yom tzivisim sarvetzana v'dibar el v'zevach. In other words, the tzivui and the parsha of karbanos is not mitzad Hashem, but rather, it's because the Jewish people want to come close to Hashem. And v'chem v'cham v'komos, numerous places says God doesn't want the carbon. What does it mean? Hashem doesn't want the carbon. So the Kofrim, they say, oh, the Nevi'im were more with the program. The Nevi'im were more progressive. They didn't believe in karbanos like the old times. They were trying to change it. But we don't really have any indication that that they were Nevi'im were reformed Jews. So it's much better to say that when the Psukim say, when the Nevi'im say, B'shem Hashem, that he doesn't want karbanos, means he doesn't want it because he's commanding it. It's really for us. And therefore, it has to be done with a ratzon. We want to bring the karbanos. What benefit we're going to get from bringing these karbanos? We're just lucky enough that they were fulfilling a mitzvah also. But the mitzvah is because it's for our benefit. Rav Nevuchim etam karbanos. Rav Nevuchim explains the karbanos. Rav Nevuchim asks, how could Yirmiyahu say that Hashem didn't command us about an ol and a zevach? What is he talking about? Of course Hashem commanded us an ol and a zevach. And he explains, Shakavana Rishona, this is the Mar Nevuchim. Amnam Hishta Sigin of Lotav Deni Zubjab to Zulasi, the son of Elohim, Batem Tuli Laam, Bavore Atakti, Elo Avodos, the Shmi. In other words, the famous Rambam, that instead of you serving Avodah Zarah, so use that old, those Avodah Zarah's Avodas, and then use them for me. I don't need the karbanos, but you have this need to serve, and the way you do it is by bringing sacrifices. That's the way it was done with the Avodah Zarah. So therefore, instead of bringing it to them, bring it to me. But all the Mashkasim Ramal Shikur, it's not what the Ramal Shikur says, and this reason of the Rambam, Binyan Karbanos, the famous Ramban in Vayikra chapter 1, verse 9, who's Tameh on the Rambam. I mean, you already see Karbanos of Adam, Noach. So how could it be that it's only to wean us off of Avodah Zarah? Kenu b'Medrash. So it says in the Medrash, in the name of Pinchas ben Yair, the Pasuk Lo'ez b'chol desavchem l'seirim, in Vayikra 17:7, they will no longer sacrifice their sacrifices to the dark side. Because of Mashal, and Mashal, the king, who had a son, who was eating avails and trefus, and the king said, listen, I'm not going to stop him from eating that food. He really likes that food. So let him eat by me. And then I won't serve him these nevelos and trefus, this unkosher food. So to the Jewish people were very passionate about their Avodah Zarah and Mitzrayim. Halalo of the Avodah Zarah, halalo of the Avodah Zarah. And they bring their kabanos to the Seirim, to the devil, to the dark side. So bad things would happen. So Hashem said, hey, better bring it to me. So don't be so hard on the Rambam. He has a makor in the Medrash. So he explains what the Medrash means is that the union of Karbanos, that people would sacrifice to this higher these higher powers, is in order that that power that receives the Tikroves will be Nene, will enjoy the Karban. And the whole union of Avodah Zarah is that that Koach, that Sar, that ministering angel, Nenu Misgarba Deosa Karban. So they're bringing it to this angel, so he is a Na, and therefore he has more power. Kimo Adam, Aide Michael, just like when you eat, you have more strength. So too, this Malach, this Sar, wherever they're bringing the angel to, wherever they're bringing the Karban to, is also empowered by the Karban. That's what they believed. Until Sheyedu. Avodah Zarah came, since they understood that that's how Avodah Zarah works, that's the mechanics of the Avodah Zarah. They wanted to give that also to Hashem. And that's what it says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires is Ma'asei Yadayim. God doesn't need anything. God doesn't lack anything. But we want to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu pleasure. We want to give Hashem something. Rav Soloveitchik says in one place, I think it was Dante, I forget who it was, but somebody said that he was little, either him or his sister, somebody who just wanted to do something for Hashem. So she had a doll she really liked, and she threw it in the fire, and she said, Hashem, I'm giving this to you. He was just trying to show how it's deeply rooted in a person's soul. They want to just give something they really, really love. They want to give it away. So we bring karbanos, we want to give a Kadosh Baruch Hu Hana. So she says, all right, listen, I don't really need your karbanos, guys. But I know that you want to give it, so go for it. And now I want you to do it, because that's what you want to do. So Hashem said, all right, I'll go along with that. He allowed them, Hirshem Bekach, he allowed them that they could be able to do this, and be mehanehim, give him hanah. Rak mish tzarech lekach b'emes, unaneh bekach. Av Hashem Yisbarach hain tzarech lekach, lo tor meneh sevetzona, kibokol mitzis. So some people really need it. The Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need it. And therefore, you're not really doing His will. It's like Hashem says, oh, thank you for breakfast, man. I really needed that. I was so hungry. No, totally not. It's for your ratzin. According to your ratzin, according to your will, according to your desire, so too is the carbon. And that is the hana to Hashem from your ratzin, from your cheshek, to give Hashem pleasure. What does Hashem get pleasure from? The actual karban? No. But he gets pleasure, kaviyachol, from the fact that we have a desire to give him pleasure. To connect to Hashem. That Hashem loves, kaviyachol. V'chein etu l'makom ha-karbanos shein ratzon Hashem Yisbarach mi'bnei adam she'yispal l'ufanav yishenu rak ha-ratzon shalahem l'yispal l'zeh ratzon Yisbarach havein zeh. Tefillah also is in place of karbanos. Supplanted karbanos. It's not the will of Hashem that people should daven and change him. Like Hashem is saying, all right, I want to do X, so I want daven, so I'll do Y. Wow, that'll be awesome. No, that's not what Hashem wants. Hashem wants that we want to daven. That's what Hashem wants. Ravenza, this is deep. So this is really a big yisod in tefillah, like a lot of big yisodos and hashkaf we find in Reb Tzaddok. So here's one. That what's tefillah? Tefillah is that Hashem wants us to want to connect. That's the mechuvin focus of tefillah. That we should desire to connect. So that's a big avoda, which means to be mekayim beratzon b'simcha, and Hashem will be mekabel our tefillahs barachamim. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.